Today is Dvitiya, the second day of this auspicious observance of Navaratri. Together as a small family, we have gathered here to engage in this puja, upasana, in a focused way. As we go through this journey of Navaratri, you'll go through various stages within, with all the fasting, observing silence, minimizing the intake of the world through your senses. What you are really preparing yourself for through all these. Emergence of Shakti within. Emergence of that light within. That light that's within every individual, every body. But it gets dissipated when the focus is not on the highest. That energy gets dissipated through our one-pointed attention and engaging things that supports that, like the prayers and meditations and chanting and vibrating your inner universe with those bija mantras and listening to it as doing the puja, all the prayers and the mantras that are recited, the vibration coming out of that, you are touched by that. Can you be still in the moment when and receive those vibrations just coming, touching you? And how it makes you, it's just like you hit a bigger pot. The vibration coming out of that begins to vibrate the lower one, little ones. So being still, being receptive, not be in your head, be in your heart. That's the way to come closer to Ma. You cannot understand her. She can't be understood by mind. You will try to understand her, but you can't. When the mind becomes tired, then heart opens, and then she is very close to you. In ancient times, our rishis, felt her presence in each of these bija mantra, seed mantra. People like to say, okay, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. Can you feel it? Okay, Kring is the bija mantra of Mahakali, for example. The sound, creative force within every action is Kali. Kring, its energy rising. Ring, Mahalakshmi, the moment you say, you hear the bija mantra ring, your heart vibrates. So all these bija mantras have a very unique effect, and that effect is the goddess, That feeling is the goddess, is the Devi. Every feeling, every action is an aspect of Ma. In the stillness, she is there. In action, she is there. When you are absolutely still, even we have paused, your body has become still, breath is paused, and just be the stillness. Be the stillness. Mind would want to experience something, write about it, define it, get it. No, just be. That's her presence. In action, it is her. She is in both. There's two symbols. Sri Yantra, one pointing up, one pointing down, and the dot in the center is her. That's stillness, stability, groundedness. You see swastik, four. It's motion. So she's both. Power of stillness and groundedness and power of movement. She's in both. She is both. On our altar, Mother is growing. Every single cell of her body is imbued, is made out of Suman. Su, good. Man, heart. It is our collective Suman, purity of our heart, that is giving the body to Ma. So think about that symbology. Every action gives us form. The goodness in our heart is goddess. All the little goodnesses that keep showing up throughout the day, give her body. Mother is growing inside through your austerity, through your purity, through your attention, focus. Own it, feel her presence. Don't let the army of asuras take over. This is Durga Puja happening right now, and it's the battle between the Devi and the asuras, the battle between the good and the harmful ones. I'm not going in those stories this time, maybe someday they will come, but there is a parallel happening. Dasahara, on the 10th day, is a big day of celebration. That's the day Rama killed Ravan and Ravana. And then there was a big celebration. But Dasahara, Dasahara, Das means 10, Hara means victory. Victory over 10 senses, 10 sense organs. Dasahara, it's... But in common population, people think of Dasahara as the day Rama went out and defeated Ravan, killed Ravan, and brought his wife back. Because Ram had been exiled. His wife was stolen by Ravan. Then he went out and battled and brought his wife back. Look at the symbology of the story. you are lost in the wilderness of your mind. Your Shakti is taken by somebody. Then you wage a battle to go and get the Shakti. So we are waging the battle. And waging the battle with what? Our own 10 senses. And Indra, the mind, the king of the senses. So, disciplining, trying to overcome, and then comes a time when the 10 senses we have a little control over, we claim back our Shakti. So, we listen to the stories, but within the stories are many meanings. And right now, we are at the beginning of the. So, it's going to be a very sweet, rich Navaratri. Be still. Whenever you become still, whenever you get a little time to be still, let your mind rest. It's not a time for the mind. Navaratri is all about heart, feeling. Mind can't take you there. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions, in every action. May I see her in even from blade of grass to everything, into everything. May I come to that state of mind. O Mother, bless us all, bless the universe. Om Harahara Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Namah.